Good morning. Let me just adjust this. Thank you for reading that, Sarah. This morning I'd like to talk to you about the curtain. And it would be a very legitimate question on your behalf to ask, well, what's important about a curtain? There's a few here. Well, blinds, there's a few in your house. And I could even take it to my house and show you a torn curtain. And it has remained torn for many months because it's really not something of concern. And we have cats that climb curtains and they will still climb a new curtain. But it's an altogether different curtain, isn't it, that we're talking about this morning, the curtain in the temple that separated the very heart of the temple, the Holy of Holies, from the rest of the temple. The Holy of Holies, which is where the special presence of God rested. The Holy of Holies that the high priest would enter only once a year after having performed particular rituals of purification to stand in the very presence of God, bringing the blood of sacrifices of atonement to be sprinkled in the Holy of Holies on the Day of Atonement. And so it was a curtain of great importance that provided protection for the people, protection against or protection from a holy God in whose presence people who are stained by sin cannot stand. And as we've heard this morning, as Jesus dies on the cross, that curtain is torn in two. And there's an additional detail in the other two synoptic gospels, Mark and Matthew, where we read that the curtain was torn in two from top to bottom, indicating, which was already implied in Luke, that this is not just some natural freak event, but this is actually something that God has done. So what is God saying as the curtain is torn? I'd like to suggest three things that God is saying this morning. Three things, it's a sermon. Three points. The first thing, I'd like to say that the tearing of the curtain is telling us about is God's judgment. And I'll come on back to that in a moment. The second thing that the torn curtain is telling us about is Christ's obedience. And the third thing that the curtain tells us about is our own vocation, our own call. So let me first turn to that first point, that the curtain tearing tells us about God's judgment. God's judgment, yes, on the temple. But more than that, because yes, the temple in Jerusalem was the place of worship for the people of Israel and later for the Jewish people. But the temple also represented the whole of God's creation. The people knew that God could not be contained in the temple. He declares to the prophet Isaiah, "Heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool." He was not contained in the temple. The temple was a representation, a physical representation, a kind of model of the whole of God's creation. And any Jew seeing the curtain being torn would have understood that this is God's judgment on the temple. But the temple being more than just the place of worship, being a representation of the whole of creation, the tearing of the curtain was an expression of God's judgment on the whole of creation, and more particularly on humanity. A judgment on the temple that will be completed in the year 70 when the temple is completely destroyed. But it is also a judgment on the whole of humanity, because amongst creation, humanity stands in, you and I, we stand in a special relationship to God as God's image bearers. It is our responsibility to, and the responsibility of all humans to represent God in his creation. And don't we know, just from the news, and more sadly from our own lives, how we have all failed to do that? That every man and every woman has failed in their vocation to represent, to be the image of God, to be his representatives. As God says, again through Isaiah, we have each gone our own way. We have become like lost sheep. We live, humanity lives in a state of rebellion against God, alienated from God, having gone their own way. That is the meaning of sin. And because of this rebellion, men and women are separated from God, the source of life. Men and women therefore live in brokenness and ultimately one day will face ultimate judgment and final death. The tearing of the curtain represents God's judgment on rebellion. The second thing the curtain represents, after that tragic note, is something rather more hopeful. And we can't hear but help looking forward also to Sunday. That the torn curtain tells us about Christ's obedience. Yes, we have failed in our responsibility to represent God. And don't we still fail so often every day? But Jesus did not fail. Jesus came as the second Adam to perfectly represent, to perfectly image God in his temple, in his creation. Amen? Amen. How? Because in everything he did, in everything he said, and in everything he thought, and in everything that is in his character, he was obedient to the will of his Father. And so when we look to Jesus, we see what God is like. We see holiness, we see justice, we see love. And it's through his obedience, going to the cross, that he makes a way for us to be reconciled to God, for the curtain of separation that protects us from God's judgment to now possibly be removed. John writes, "This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins." Jesus removes the stain of sin. I'm so grateful that this morning we can stand, you and I, in the presence of God, knowing that the stain of sin on us has been removed because of the obedience of Jesus. Amen. And so he removes the barrier to God. Fellowship with God, communion with God, in the very heart of where God dwells, in the Holy of Holies, metaphorically, in the very presence of God, is possible because we are no longer under judgment. We have simply put our trust in what Jesus has done, and we receive reconciliation and the cleansing of sin as a gift. So again, the torn curtain tells us that Jesus, through his obedience, has done what is necessary to reconcile humanity to God, to reconcile you and I to God. And thirdly, it tells us, the torn curtain tells us about our vocation. It tells us the call that God places on each and every one of our lives. Because now that we are reconciled to God, the call that is on our lives is to align the whole of our lives, the whole of our hearts, the whole of our wills, just as Jesus did, to God, to the heart and to the will of God, so that we become like him, so that we become his true representatives in this rebellious, this broken, this dark world. And I'll give you an example of how we still walk sometimes in brokenness. Of course, the war in Ukraine has been top news for so long. And I'm slightly ashamed to confess that I have rejoiced at the sinking of a warship, because I see it as a victory for one side. I don't think God rejoiced at that at all. Yeah? I think God has been saddened at the loss of, presumably, it seems, hundreds of lives. Our vocation, but now made possible through Jesus, is to be ever more like him and to represent his love, his justice, his holiness to a broken world. By honoring God, by seeking to do his will, by proclaiming Jesus as the only way to God, by going out and seeking the rebels, the broken, the lost sheep, and bringing them back to Jesus. And yes, like Jesus, willing to embrace the cost of obedience, the cost of being a representative of God in this world. As Paul writes in Philippians, of his hope that he will know the power of the resurrection and with it to share in the sufferings of Jesus, becoming like him in his death, so that he can become also like him in his resurrection. That is the gospel. You may hear different gospels, but the true gospel tells us, as our vocation, to pick up our cross every day. And that's because we look to the day when the curtain will be completely removed and we will see Jesus face to face. Amen. Amen. The torn curtain tells us of our vocation to live in obedience to God, to follow Jesus, to go into a rebellious and broken world, and to call people to be reconciled to God. So let me conclude and wrap up. The torn curtain tells us, yes, about God's judgment. We live in a broken world and a dark world, but it gives us the hope because of what God has done in Jesus. He has been what we could never be. And because of that, he calls us to follow him and to become like him, because we are in him, not in our own strength. What an amazing privilege for us, for you and I, that whatever our other vocations in life, we each and every one have this call upon our life to go and be Jesus in a broken world. Amen. I'll just pray, and then I think the band are going to come and sing, or lead us rather in singing another song. Father, I thank you that you sent Jesus. I thank you that today the curtain is torn. Yes, it represents your wrath of judgment, but not without hope, because of your son's obedience, because of the obedience of Jesus on the cross. Father, help us to follow in the footsteps of Jesus as our Lord, to be your representatives, to image you, to bring hope, to bring love, to bring justice, to bring holiness into this world. In your name, amen.